Chapter 11. Making It Right. The town of Keck was quiet as Wisfiddle padded down the dark street. He walked up to one of the knights who stood outside of the armory and asked if he could speak with Knight Claiben.
"He's pretty ill,"
said the knight as they walked through the hall to Claiben's quarters. "That's why I'm here."
"Also,"
the knight said with a confused look,
"he's somehow got young again."
"I know." Wisfiddle pushed open the door to Claiben's room and found the man lying in bed on his back. The light from a candle showed that the man was in just as dire shape in Ononokin as he had been in the Land of the Fates. The elderly wizard pulled over a chair and sat down.
"You,"
Claiben said, pointing accusingly.
"You're the reason..."
He began to cough.
"Relax, lad, relax. I'm here to help you."
"What?"
"At the rate you're going, you'll not live long enough to be around for that elixir delivery."
"Does feel that way,"
Claiben agreed haggardly.
"So I'm going to cast a spell on you that will stave off your disease for a few weeks."
"You are?"
"Indeed I am,"
Wisfiddle said. He reached into his coat pocket and pulled forth a flask of whiskey that he kept in case of emergency. The booze ignited his magical essence as it burned its way through his system. His eyes watered slightly in response.
"There,"
he said, and then leaned forward, took Claiben's hand into his own, and spoke an incantation that felt right to say. Their hands grew white as a pulse of energy flowed from Wisfiddle. The energy ran through Claiben as if someone had shone a light on him. An instant later, Claiben opened his eyes and sat upright.
"I feel wonderful,"
he said.
"I've not felt this good in years."
"I'm glad to hear it, lad."
"I don't know how to repay you,"
said Claiben.
"No, no," Wisfiddle replied. "This is me repaying you, remember?"
"Wait, I know,"
Claiben said, obviously ignoring Wisfiddle's statement. He jumped from the bed and rummaged through his belongings until he brought forth a small bag.
"Take this."
"What is it?"
"It's the diamonds that Heliok gave me."
"I can't take this."
"Yes, you can. You earned it by completing your quest."
"Well,
no," Claiben said. "Listen to me. You were supposed to get a bag of diamonds, right?"
"Right."
"But you lost that bag of diamonds because you accidentally drank my potion."
"That's right."
"In order to get the potion replaced with haste, you gave up your diamonds."
"More like had them taken away from me and then given to you, and then you gave them up," stated Wisfiddle. "But go on."
"True, but Heliok gave me 3 of those diamonds back, and you have given me back my elixir by extending my life until such a time that it arrives."
Wisfiddle scratched his beard thoughtfully.
"I suppose that's true."
"It is true,"
Claiben stated strongly,
"and it would be wrong of me to keep what is rightfully yours. On top of that,"
Claiben said with a snap of his fingers before reaching into the drawer by his bed,
"here are 3 gold from my own purse."
"What's this for?"
"To make sure that you're able to travel back to your home in style, sir. You can't rightly spend the diamonds locally, you know."
"Oh,"